Now, the Aer Lingus Shannon London Heathrow service returns today for the first time since March 2020. It comes after Michael O'Leary, the CEO of Ryanair, warned in a Sunday Times interview of dramatically higher flight prices next summer due to reduced capacity. Mary Considine is CEO of Shannon Group and she's with us now. Mary Considine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
This is a big day for Shannon.
It is a big day. It's great to see Aer Lingus back. As you said there in your introduction, it's been almost 18 months since we had Aer Lingus operating out of Shannon Airport. And, you know, just prior to the pandemic, we were expecting growth with Aer Lingus. Obviously, they operated a significant Heathrow service out of Shannon, but also a transatlantic base. So, look, it's great. It's the first step to see the Heathrow service return. And we are beginning to see encouraging signs, particularly since mid-July with the lifting of the travel restrictions. We've seen the 16 routes that we're operating here for the summer perform strongly. This will add another route to Shannon for the winter, and they're all important steps on the road to recovery.
It's one flight a day as opposed to the three that would have operated before COVID. I mean, how many flights are now leaving and coming into Shannon regularly after the resumption of flights?
Well, from this week, we will have 17 routes operating out of Shannon.
Okay.
And that will increase then for the winter. Ryanair are bringing on additional routes. And indeed, we will have the four London airports served from Shannon this winter when Luton comes on board the end of October. But we're still well down, Gavin, on where we should be. Even with the uptake and the strong load factors on those routes, we're still down about 75% on normal operating levels if you go back to 2019. So there's still a long journey back, but these are all encouraging signs and incremental steps.
And the big missing step for Shannon is transatlantic flights.
Absolutely. Transatlantic is a key market for us. Prior to the pandemic, we would have had daily services into the main hubs on the East Coast. And it is really important that we get those back. Obviously, the US travel restrictions are still in place. We hope with the lifting of those and with, you know, the markets opening up again, that we would see transatlantic services back here in Shannon. But it will be next spring before we have anything back.
We were talking about the return of normal life in politics earlier in the programme when Paul Cunningham was at Trimcastle at Fine Gael gathering. Do you ever see travel returning to normal, returning to what it was before COVID?
It will take a number of years. I think all the indications are, and we're seeing that there are encouraging signs, but it's going to take a while to build this back. The industry has been decimated. Your listeners are well aware of the devastation the pandemic has caused, the reduced airline capacity that will be there after this event. And that's putting increasing pressure. It's a highly competitive marketplace. It's harder for us to win back those international routes. So it's going to take a long time. We're looking at ourselves in our own forecasts that it will be 24, 25 before we get back to anything like the 2019 levels of traffic.
Mary, thanks for speaking to us. Mary Considine, CEO of Shannon Group.
Thank you.
RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul, with a range up to 452 kilometres.
And at the sports desk this lunchtime, Greg Allen.
Yeah, thanks, Gavin. The Irish women's rugby team embark on their campaign to qualify for the 2021 World Cup when they play Spain this evening in Italy. Ireland are actually ranked 8th in the world and Spain 9th, and the match in Parma has a 5 o'clock kickoff. It'll be preceded at 2 o'clock by the clash of the other two teams in Ireland's group, that's Scotland and the hosts Italy, who are the number 7 ranked country in the world. The winners of the round robin over the next 12 days will automatically advance to the World Cup in New Zealand next year. The runners-up will go into another qualifying competition. The third and final one-day cricket men's international between Zimbabwe and Ireland is underway in Stormont in Belfast after an over two-hour rain delay this morning. So the match has been reduced to 42 overs a side. Ireland won the toss. They put Zimbabwe into bat and currently is 54 for 2 in the 14th over. Not a bad start for Ireland. The match absolutely crucial to both teams' qualification hopes for the World Cup. With a win, Ireland could move from 7th and into the top 5, while a similar similar result could see Zimbabwe move into the top 10 if they win. Now, there's Premier Division action tonight with 6th place Bohemians away to 7th place Finn Harps. It's the first of 4 rescheduled games for Bows, who've played at least 2 games less than any other team in the Premier Division, and 3 of those games are scheduled for this month. Bows are currently 8 points off the top 3. Kickoff in Ballybofey is at 8 o'clock. And in England, also an 8 o'clock kickoff, one match tonight with 8th place Everton in position to move into the top 4 if they can win at home to 18th placed Burnley.
Thanks, Greg. The Bows catch-up begins today. That's the news this Monday lunchtime. Jamie Doyle was on sound with our new soundtrack. Our broadcast coordinator was Sean Maron. The editor of today's programme was Laura Whelan. Live Line with Joe is up next, but from me, Gavin Jennings, and all the team, a very good afternoon to you.